and I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Luke, do we have a caller or a texter?
Yes, so we got Randy O from Stoughton texting in, and he wanted to join the conversation that we were having about the NCAA student athletes getting paid. And Randy wanted to point out that only 2% of NCAA athletes make it to the pros, and so he just wanted to share that little factoid. It sounds like he might be coming down on my side of the argument, but he wanted to share that that was the percentage of student athletes that go pro.
Okay, Randy, thank you. And by the way, Randy, you win a T-shirt. You are the third caller slash texter. So make sure you text your best address to Luke, and he will send you a T-shirt. Yeah, let me respond to the statistic. I think that's probably right, especially when it comes to major sports, like 2% of football players or basketball players. I doubt very seriously if 2% of fencers, people who play soccer and swim, and then on the women's teams go anywhere. But my view is that that, if anything, kind of militates against not paying for this reason. 2% are going to go to the pros, who are the top ones, and they're going to make plenty of money if they're good, and if they're not, they won't. The rest of them, the idea is you have a college sports experience. It's for your benefit, not the universities. It's for your benefit, not the universities. I mean, college sports are great. Maybe you get a letter. I mean, it's good for your self-esteem. That's why you play it. You're an amateur. What's wrong with that? Why should you get paid for that? If you're recruited, you're going to get room, board, and tuition. And I think you get money for books and fees and things like of that nature. And I'm sure that you get a meal plan, 12-month meal plan. If you go hungry, it's because you didn't show up at the dining hall. And if you didn't get recruited, it's like going out for the Dramat or the chess club. It's on you. It was on me when I did it. It was on me when I did it. Enjoyed doing it. Figure it out. Get a summer job. Get a job during the year. I agree the major sports, it's hard to do that, but not the minor sports. And not if you're a walk-on. Not if you're a walk-on. Anyway, terrific. Thank you, Randy. Congratulations on the T-shirt. Going back to the lines, Jaden of Richland Center, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jaden?
Hey, thanks for having me on. I gotta agree with Luke. I'm not a big sports guy, so I'm gonna put a little bit of a twist on this. So for one, if you're a college football athlete, after school you're pretty much working a full time plus job just to be there. Based on that, I think that they should be able to sign shoe contracts, but since it's with the college logo, I think they should sign it with the college. The college should cut the athlete a portion of that money, probably not like a bunch of it, but then maybe use the rest as a blanket for other students that don't have that stardom ability to rake in that type of money. And then, you know, I think at that point, that would probably boost the college's success rate too, because that would take a lot of financial burden off everybody. How's that sound?
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting point, Jane. One way to look at this is, let's say you're not going to have most people, but there are one or two athletes at the college level who probably could sign a shoe contract with Nike and make tens of millions of dollars, probably. If they were required to split that with the university, or if they were permitted to do it, and the university could actually make money off it, that's great. They're going to want part of the TV revenue. I would be opposed to that. And I appreciate what you're saying. You're obviously a younger guy like Luke, and it may be that the new generation feels this way. But for my generation, and although Gina Beauclair is my generation roughly, and she doesn't feel this way, but I feel this way, which is that the university is what counts. The individuals playing for the university, it's a benefit to them. They're auditioning for the pros. If they want to be one and done, they can. But as long as they are playing in the university logo and making use of university resources to kind of market themselves around the country, our universities have to do well. And so if they make money off, they need the money, Republicans
won't
fund them.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If they're using the university logo, the contract should be done with the university. You know, like a 4-year contract for shoes.
Right, right. But let's say the guy was so good that he was not even identified with the university and does it on his own. What the NCAA is saying is just have a handful of people doing that, then go one and done. Go one and done. Go pro. Why should you hang around and take advantage of the university game schedule and marketing for yourself? Anyway, that's my feeling. Jaden, I understand and respect your point of view. It's shared by Luke and it's shared by Gene and I'm sure a lot of other people. I think mine is shared by a lot of people. But thank you very much for calling. Ross of Lake Mills, my friend. Thanks, Quinn. What's on your mind today, Ross?
Hey, Matt. Hey, listen, I'm 63, just shy of it. But I used to be on board with what you were saying. However, as I've seen through the years how much the coaches are making, upwards of $8, $9, $10 million on some of the bigger programs, football, basketball, you name it. And the poor kids are just barely getting by. So I think when I see the money that is shelled out to the coaches, millions and millions of dollars, they should be able to help these kids at least with stipends, maybe monthly stipends every month or whatever. But they're making money off these kids left and right. And so I agree with Luke and Jeannie and that's pretty much how I feel about it. So.
Okay, well, you make a good point, and Luke is beating his chest. He's quite pleased with himself. So let me just respond to what you have to say, because you do make a good point. I think the head coach at Alabama, the guy, I think he makes like $7 million a year or something, or $9 million or something, quite a bit of money, and a lot of these coaches do. What you should know, though, is that money is usually paid by boosters. It's not paid by the university budget. It's not paid by the state legislature. You get very wealthy boosters. A lot of them, I know a couple of them here in Milwaukee. One guy was on the track team. Another guy likes sports. They give a ton of money to, you know, refurbish a football stadium or to support the swim team and that kind of thing. And if they want to use their money to pay a coach, that's fine with me. But one of the premises I want to get to, though, and get back to is when you say they're making a lot of money off the kids, who's making the money? The university is making the money. How do you think they pay their professors? You know, the physics professor and the English professor aren't getting $9 million a year. They got to be paid. A lot of kids, there are a lot of tuition. The kids can't afford tuition. It's going up too much. The state legislature in Wisconsin is so anti-intellect. They hate the university. They'd like to change it into just a work training camp. They hate the university. The Republican Party hates universities. And so what I'm simply saying is the money has to come from somewhere. First of all, the football and basketball programs will support usually the other minor sports, and their coaches are paid by boosters, not by the legislature, your tax dollars. And the second thing that I would say is that any money left over from that, which there is, that's great. You know, these coaches get bonuses if they get to the Final Four or, you know, they get to the championship game. It incentivizes them. And a kid, if he really thinks he's that good, go one and done. I don't agree that he should. I think he should go 4 years and get a BA. And then he goes in. He's only 22 years old. You know, they're drafting kids out of high school. Right now, there are kids in the eighth grade who are being promised scholarships to college. To college. That's how sick this has gone. You know, kid is a kid. Let him develop. But I do not believe that if this money were going to private, to billionaires and to private people, I would agree with you. But this money is going to the University of Wisconsin. It's going to Duke. You know, it's going to, you know, Marquette. It's going to the University of Minnesota, Baylor, UCLA. These are worthy recipients. This is a university. Deal with it. All right. Thanks for calling in. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.